I can't believe it worked, but we had a Skype update again last night, and I had trouble all morning long getting Skype reinstalled, but it looks like it's here now. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. What is your current temperature?
Our current temperature here is 38 degrees.
Good, okay. So, periods of rain, which are right on top of us right now, one band that'll be going through in the next couple of hours. Then a break. You may even see a little bit of sun before the next band comes through, and that's a rain, in the afternoon. The highs, mid-40s. Now, the cold front goes by late today. Clear tonight, mid-20s. For Saturday, sun and some patchy clouds, about 40. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, 35 to 40. Sunday night late into the first half of Monday, a little bit of snow, maybe an inch or two. Mid-30s for the high on Monday. Tuesday will be sunny, and the highs will be in the 30s. The next storm after that, Wednesday night into Thursday. And again, that looks like it's going to be a mix. So what do you got to say about that?
Well, we missed the first two storms, right?
Right. Well, except for the one Sunday night and Monday. That gives us a little snow.
How much is a little?
Again, a couple of inches.
Okay. And then on Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night to Thursday.
Right.
It'll be snow, sleet, to rain?
To rain.
Yes. And what now? What about the rest of the week next week?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. The models are showing another system coming in next Saturday into Sunday. And, you know, that's not good for me. We have our big movie premiere. So we'll just have to see about the timing on that.
Do you think that'll be cold enough for snow, that one?
That one may be cold enough for snow for you, not for me.
Not for you. All right, well, this winter of our discontent continues.
Yeah, well, you know, as I told you, after mid-February, there was not only going to be waves of cold air, but I told you that I thought the storminess would be increasing from the south. And that's all working out just fine.
And you said, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never, ever been wrong about anything before in my life, but you said that this will continue into March.
That is correct.
So we'll have a late winter, and we'll have all these type of rain, sleet, and snow headaches into March.
That is correct. That's exactly what it is, a headache.
Especially for you, because you got to forecast it.
Yeah.
Pat, I want to know where the rain snow line is. I want to know when it turns to sleet.
Right.
I want to know these things, and I want to know them exact times. I'm talking like a movie producer here.
Right, yeah. And and that's it. You know, well, we cover pretty much, you know, the entire United States, including Southern Canada. So it's one thing when you have a storm that's just in the northeast. You only have to deal with it there. But when you have these storms and these wave trains that start in California and go across the country, we're forecasting these storms all across the country because we have clients all across the country. So by the time it gets here, we're sick and tired of it.
You're done.
Yeah, you know. Right now we're in the movie premiere mode. Were your ears ringing yesterday?
My ears always ring.
Okay. Because when I was doing the labeling on the printer that you recommended, I was praising you to myself, saying thank God for Marshall, because that went over so quickly. It does them very quickly. It does them very neatly. The whole thing is easy. It's all done. Everything's done.
There you go. You see, now you listen to Marshall, and sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose.
Well, I haven't lost yet, but thank you again, because it really made my life easy. And I'm doing simple stuff, you know, just regular labels.
Yeah.
You could do anything. You could bring in a picture, and the printer will print a picture on your DVDs and CDs.
You know, it's pretty cool, and the price is really inexpensive. Look, the ink is expensive, but you know what? So what? It doesn't matter if you have to buy more ink.
I agree. It right.
Just doesn't matter.
Yeah, the ink, all the colors,
yeah,
and a combination that's $65, which is the price of the printer.
Yeah, but it's
it lasts a long time.
That's exactly it. That's the whole thing. So, and it does make your job easier. And why do we buy these things? We don't buy things to make our life harder.
That's right.
We buy them to make our lives easier.
Make our lives easier, and it really has. So, again, thank you for that. So now it's on to other things for the planning of next week, and I'm not going to let the weather get me. Frazzled right now, because you know as well as I do, today is Friday. By next Friday, things could change at least 3 times.
That's right. So I want you to have a good weekend, because you've got tomorrow, what's his name's working? AJ, right?
I don't know if it's AJ or Martell.
I think AJ's working tomorrow and Martell's on Sunday. So
okay.
So you got the guys in, and you can have the weekend off.
Well, thank you, and I'll do the same to you. You know, you have the weekend off too.
I'll be into the station, just kind of looking around. But, yes, I will. I have the weekend off, which
good.
Is nice. Yes.
Yes, enjoy the weather. And we'll see you Monday morning with the light snow.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you Monday.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with, of course, check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.